Hi, and thanks for listening to KSUT. I'm Sarah Flower. Today we're joined with Lee Angelon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, with our weekly update of COVID-19. Leanne, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Sarah.
The week's headlines have shown a lot with the World Health Organization now talking about COVID-19 being transmitted in the air. Let's talk about that from San Juan Basin Public Health's perspective and what that looks like for our region.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this a lot on your show, which is, you know, we're still learning new things about the virus and there's a lot to be studied. And early on, there was, you know, always suspicion that aerosolization is a way we could spread virus. Surface contact is another way we can spread it. And, you know, the scientific community kind of settled on droplets is most likely the way that we are spreading it person to person. But there continues to be investigations in other ways that virus can spread. In the World Health Organization, having the discussion around aerosolization is kind of consistent with the guidance we've been giving the community over the last couple of months, which is, wearing face coverings, keeping your droplets to yourself, and also taking as many of your activities and interactions with other people outside where things don't linger in the air. So whether it's, you know, aerosolized or it's small droplets that linger in the air, rather than large droplets that are more likely to fall to the ground, really all of those are assisted by wearing your face covering, keeping your 6 feet from other people, and importantly, visiting outdoors when you can. That's why the city of Durango worked so hard to very quickly, you know, stand up outdoor dining. We've been having this conversation for a while now, which is enclosed spaces are most likely more dangerous than open spaces. We've talked a lot about how to take care of yourself. What can you do as an individual for your mental health during this really tough time? And we've talked about things like hikes with members of your household, picnics outside with members of your household. If you go to a barbecue, you know, with family or friends, have your household sit 6 feet away from another household, you know, and all of that are the right precautions for what we know now and cover us as we're fully investigating the, you know, whether or not it's aerosolized and spread that way.
Step by step, day by day, Leanne, it changes on a dime for a health department to be able to pivot and new regulations and that are coming out. Recently, Polis had a press conference where his anger really shone through and was telling people to wear a damn mask, which that made national headline news for what that looks like. Do you think there would be a point where San Juan Basin can just say everybody needs to do that? Or what does that look like from your perspective?
Well, we do have, face covering orders in for businesses. Businesses absolutely have executive orders where if someone enters the business without a face covering, the business owner can say, you know, you're not able to receive services or trade here at this time. And then within the area served by San Juan Basin Public Health, we have participated in many jurisdictions, you know, discussions around where they want to go beyond what's already in place. So the city of Durango, started with the same advisory. San Juan Basin Public Health put out a face covering advisory, early on before the state of Colorado, before the CDC recommendation, because we had been looking at the science and said, you know, this is absolutely right. We want to get this information out. So with that, the city of Durango took the advisory and went further with it and actually passed it as a city order during this COVID time. They have passed theirs indefinitely, so we don't have to keep revisiting it as, you know, the new science is emerging. Since then, you know, other municipalities within San Juan Basin Public Health jurisdiction have had these discussions at their town councils with their trustees. And at this point, you know, many have settled on continuing to do education outreach and working on an advisory for the public. With that, though, we're also in, you know, daily conversations with the governor's office about, having this happen statewide rather than small jurisdiction to small jurisdiction, because we really believe from a public health perspective that high utilization of face covering is absolutely going to control spread of virus. All of the observational studies tell us that. You know, and again, with the asterisk, we're always open to learning more. Things will change. So far, all of the observational studies say this is a key piece of information. So what we would rather see happen across the state of Colorado is that we put a stake in the ground as a state and talk about why this is important across the whole state, rather than having this patchwork from, you know, community to community.
Another headline news that came out was an outbreak of a local business, which that always makes headline news and people questioning what and where. And I think outbreak sounds pretty scary and sells headlines. Let's talk about that outbreak and what it means for this community.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. You know, we are seeing, and we talked about this last week, after at the end of June, we started to really see a tremendous uptick in cases in our community. So we went from, you know, months of what would be characterized as a low transmission community to, you know, in no time at all, flipping the switch and becoming a high transmission community, meaning that we have over 100 cases per 100,000 residents in a 14-day period, which is one incubation period of COVID. So workplaces are going to be places where we need to put some attention. The state has a definition on their website for a workplace outbreak. Many of these will not pose risks to the public. It's just simply that there is a public reporting structure, and there's about 400 of them listed on the state website right now. We, as a local public health, of course, will send out public communications if there is any risk to the public or risk to high risk, you know, populations, priority populations that we, you know, if it's a care facility, we would like to work with the business to make sure everyone's really well informed. But lots of times workplace outbreaks are going to be, you know, difficult for that workplace, but that doesn't mean that they've done anything wrong. In fact, it probably means they've done everything right. Their staff is getting tested. Their staff is reporting if they have symptoms. They're working to practice social distancing and contain, you know, what's in front of them. We have not had any workplaces with high volume of spread that could be avoided. So that's a good sign that our community is taking it seriously. But we expect over, you know, the next weeks and months to have, you know, other workplace outbreaks reported. And again, you know, outbreak is potentially a little bit misleading. It's the word that the state uses on the state website.
Lee Angelon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
No, it's great. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to unpack some of these kind of complex things we're facing as a community.
Well, we so appreciate your time every week in keeping our community informed. Thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.